measuring wind off the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark. Scientists are analyzing new data that'll determine whether offshore wind farms are viable in Lake Michigan. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports the data is more detailed than any available from the Great Lakes so far.
A floating 8-ton research buoy is collecting the data. There are only three such vessels in the world, and this is the first one launched in the United States. The buoy has been anchored about 37 miles offshore for about 2 months now. Recently, crews retrieved the first set of data cards with information about wind conditions and any bats and birds that flew by. Scientists are now analyzing that data. Arne Bozart heads the Michigan Alternative and Renewable Energy Center that's operating the buoy.
I think we are getting data at this point that it will be very useful and will validate the fact that the wind conditions at Mid-Lake are very promising for potential future use as a commercially viable wind source.
But right now, there is no clear path to proposing an offshore wind farm in the Great Lakes inside the Michigan border. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
This is the Environment Report. Of all the land in Michigan, the state owns about 20%. That's about 4 million acres. And some people think that's too much. Some say it's not enough. Regardless, every few years, there's a new call to take a look at how much land is owned by the state and how it's being used. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has more.
There's this idea that the state of Michigan owns a lot of Michigan, maybe too much, or maybe too much in some places, but not enough in other places. Governor Rick Snyder signed a law recently that limits how much land the state can acquire while the State Department of Natural Resources conducts a study of what the state has and how it's used.
The state itself owns millions of acres of land, let alone cooperating with the private sector, and there is no cohesive strategy on how we manage our resources for both terrestrial things like, you know, land-based things, but also aquatic. So one of the things I'd like to see is setting the framework of how we're going to evolve over the next few years to have a comprehensive strategy for both land and aquatic resources in the state of Michigan.
The state's been acquiring this property for more than 150 years. The state got a lot of this land in the 1880s and 90s as loggers turned to farming clear-cut acres, failed, and then failed to pay their taxes. The state acquired more land from unpaid taxes during the Great Depression. A lot of it is now state parks, forests, and recreation areas. The state manages this land with a few purposes in mind, like recreation and habitat preservation. Some of the land is used for extracting natural resources, like timber, gas drilling, and mining. The state also bought a lot of this land from money raised by leasing, drilling, and mining rights. Governor Snyder's idea is maybe the state can strategically sell and acquire property to do things like, well, create a Lake Huron to Lake Michigan trail system for bikers and hikers. They'd stop and camp or use hotels and restaurants along the way. But those decisions have implications, especially to the real estate market and to local governments that might or might not derive some tax benefits based on what happens. We can expect to hear more from Governor Snyder about how the state plans to manage the land it owns when he delivers a special message on the environment this fall. For the Environment Report, I'm Rick Pluta.
And that's the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark.